Welcome to this morning's audio recording of morning worship from Belfast Cathedral for Sunday, the 14th of November, Remembrance Sunday. The celebrant and the preacher is Dean Stephen Ford. When the service ends, please remember to hang up straight away.
Good morning and welcome to our cathedral service of Choral Eucharist on this Remembrance Sunday. Welcome to those of you who are regular members of our congregation, and welcome to those of you who are visitors with us today. This morning, let me bid a very special welcome to Tristan Rusher, who begins his period as associate organist at Belfast Cathedral from this Sunday. And today is a very busy day for him. Not only do we have our cathedral act of remembrance as part of this morning's service, but this afternoon he will be accompanying us as our cathedral choir sing Fory's much-loved Requiem, part of our afternoon service of reflection and remembrance. Seating for that service is on a first-come, first-served basis, and the cathedral doors will be open from 3 p.m. Social distancing and the wearing of face coverings will still apply, but I very much hope that many of you will be able to join us for that service. Now back to our morning service. Remembrance Sunday is a moving and emotive day for all who carry memories of loss and pain through war, violence, or the 40 years of troubles in this land. And the healing of loss and pain is a slow and time-consuming task. Today, in reflection, silence, spoken word and poignant music, we share that task for this year. As in prayer, we ask God's strength, presence, and guidance. The Lord be with you. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purposes of your love, and bring us all with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for all his peoples. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 2. Beginning to read at the first verse. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. all the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and they shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginnings of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Speak, Lord, for now your servants are listening. Amen. For us in Belfast Cathedral, the season of remembrance stretches across 8 days, an octave of remembering. Remembrance Sunday is always the Sunday nearest Armistice Day, the 11th of November. And on the Sunday afternoon before Remembrance Sunday, the Royal Irish Regiment, whose chapel is our north transept, hold their own regimental service of remembrance. In recent years, the retired colonel of the regiment, Colonel James Linford, will suggest for us a theme appropriate to the particular year. This time, the focus was on the often forgotten Korean War. It was a conflict fought from 1950 to 1953 between the communist forces of North Korea, supported by China, and the armies of the Republic of Korea, supported by America and her allies, and fought under the peacekeeping flag of the United Nations. 2021 is the 70th anniversary of a very brutal battle that has a very inappropriate name, the Battle of Happy Valley, in which soldiers of the Royal Ulster Rifles were actively engaged and suffered heavy losses. So last Sunday, the band of the Royal Irish Regiment joined with the choir of our cathedral to lead a congregation which included the Korean ambassador to the United Kingdom, the current colonel of the regiment, army chaplains and soldiers, past and present, to remember the losses and the cost of that Korean War in the context of the suffering of all wars. It took the soldiers of the Royal Ulster Rifles 6 weeks to sail from Belfast to Korea. There they entered a vicious and brutal war, fought in steaming jungles in the summer and cold, ice-cold mountains in the winter. It was a 2-year deployment which cost the lives of over 130 soldiers of the regiment, probably more than the number of today's congregation. But it was also a conflict which saw many more soldiers from the regiment captured and held as prisoners of war. These POWs from Northern Ireland, as all others, were held in conditions just as appalling and degrading as those suffered by the Second World War prisoners of war in Japanese camps, those which had been liberated just 5 years earlier. At the heart of last Sunday's RII service, there were two objects which spoke powerfully to our act of remembrance. And you can see them if you look to the Facebook page of the cathedral. The first was the Drumhead Field Altar, set up as a place of solemn remembering. The second was the Majuri Book of Common Prayer, visited by the Korean ambassador and held in permanent trust by this cathedral in memory of Captain James Majuri. He, with many soldiers of the Royal Ulster Rifles, had been captured and he was held prisoner of war in appalling conditions. As communists, Christianity was forbidden to the North Koreans guarding the prisoners. As a son of the Church of Ireland, Captain Majuri's faith in the face of capture was lived through the prayers he remembered and recited to his fellow prisoners. It was these prayers which they wrote on the pages of rice paper. And it was this precious book which Captain Majuri carried home after his release from captivity in 1953, a book which we hold in the North Transept in trust. Let me ask, what is the cost of war, even when that war is fought in the name of peace? Present with us last Sunday was the current colonel of the Royal Irish Regiment. He told me how this summer the regiment had shared in responsibility for organising the August evacuation of Kabul and the removal of Western forces. And he told me that this was one of the most difficult things he has ever done as a career soldier. It was not because of the complexity of the task, difficult as that was, but it was the emotional cost to him and his soldiers of handing over control to the Taliban forces, which had inflicted such death and such life-changing injuries on the soldiers under his command. Drums and the cost of war. During last week's service, the drums of the Royal Irish Regiment Band sounded through the cathedral with a rhythm and a beat which resonated through your body. Such drum beats are designed to stir the soul and quench the fear of young men and today also young women who are sent into battle, who are sent to kill the enemy. But the cost of that drum beat will always be measured in lives taken, limbs lost, and minds scarred for a lifetime. For us in our cathedral, those lives lost in the First World War are marked by the books of remembrance on our cathedral lectern, open today. And for me, out of curiosity, I looked to see if there was any soldier named Ford. There is. Private Stephen Ford from Cork, who lost his life in the First World War in May 1915. He will be a distant relation of mine. Now, one of the features of the Afghan conflict was the use by the Taliban of IEDs, improvised explosive devices. These vicious hidden bombs were detonated when poorly armoured Land Rovers or soldiers on foot patrol placed their weight on them. So today, the cost of the Afghan conflict is made most visible to us when the veterans compete in the Invictus Games. They are now warriors of sport who compete with artificial arms and artificial legs. It was against such measure of injury and such a cost from the mustard gas paid by the soldiers of the First World War that the poet Wilfred Owen directed some of his most pointed writings. One of his most famous poems ends with these lines. If you could hear, at every jolt, the blood come gargling from froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud, of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues, my friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie. Dulce et decorum est, pro patria mori. So this morning let me ask, what shall we offer to answer the cost and the loss of war and conflict? Whether that cost and loss is from two world wars, or the wars of Korea and Vietnam, or the 40-year conflict in our own land which we call the Troubles, or the most recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, not to mention the constant warfare raged in Africa and the violence that is permanent in South America. Every war is fought for dominance and control. Some wars are fought so that one tribe or ethnic group, one race or nation may dominate another. Some wars are fought so that one ideology may have dominance over another. National socialism, as espoused by Adolf Hitler. Communism under Stalin or Chairman Mao. Even liberal democracy, as championed on the world stage by America and its allies. Some wars are fought to control resources, whether the riches of Africa, mineral and human, during the colonial period of the 19th century, or access to oil in the 20th century. And if the promises of COP26 fail to deliver and world temperatures do rise by 2.4 degrees, then the resources over which wars will be fought in the future will be for water and for the land that is left to grow food. So let me ask again, in the context of today's service, what shall we offer God to answer the cost and the loss of war? First, let me suggest we offer our remembering. Each year, we are asked to remember the cost and the loss of war. Why do we do this? Because if we fail to remember, if we forget the cost and the price of loss, then in each generation, we will fall again into the same traps. We will repeat the same mistakes and continue to pay the same heavy price in lives and limbs, in death and destruction. So we must remember. But remembering is not enough. We must also honour. It's not enough to remember the facts and figures and a dead dust history. It is not enough to remember that wars are fought to dominate land or resources or politics. On Remembrance Sunday, we are called to become emotionally involved. In our 2 moments of silence, when we can place a name and a face, a human story and a human tragedy into our time of remembering, then, just as the drumbeat stirs something deep in our being, so our honouring calls us not merely to remember, but now to act in honour of those we are remembering. As we have heard, Jesus pointed to the massive stone blocks of the Jerusalem temple built over a period of 40 years by the tyrannical King Herod the Great. This too was an exercise in power politics, and Jesus warned his disciples that power politics, the dominion and domination of one person, race or nation over others, always ends in violence, in wars and rumours of war. and such wars will be led by those who usurp the place of God for themselves. I am He is the divine name which God gives to Himself, Yahweh, I am who I am. They will come and they will say, I am He. In the face of all conflict, there has always been only one fundamental choice. To perpetuate the war, whether that is by burning buses or turning off gas supplies or mobilizing armies, or to work at the much harder, much more costly task of peace building and reconciliation. In Isaiah chapter 2, God summons His people to the latter, to gather the nations to the hill of Zion, so that all who serve God will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Remember, honor, act. Whether it is in our daily interactions or on the international stage, God calls us to make our choice, a costly conflict paid for with lives and limbs, or the harder choice yet, for peace building and reconciliation among the peoples of the earth. Remember, honor, act. War or peace? On this Remembrance Sunday, which will be our choice? Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us remember before God and commend to His safekeeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew, and those whose memories we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of the peoples of the world. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
Most holy God and Father, hear our prayers for all who strive for peace and all who fight for justice. Help us, who today remember the cost of war, to work for a better tomorrow, and as we commend to you the lives of those lost in terror and conflict, bring us all in the end to the peace of your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, stretch forth your mighty arm to strengthen and protect the armed forces. Grant that meeting danger with courage and all occasions with discipline and loyalty, they may truly serve the cause of justice and peace, to the honour of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage, and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit, give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Amen. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God give us peace, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. We pray for this community of faith, that attentive to your word, we may always worship in spirit and truth, and know the peace that passes human understanding. May God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish, and those we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Zoom to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
The Lord is here.
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Gracious Lord, In this holy sacrament, you give substance to our hope. Bring us at the last to that pure life for which we long, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us, your servants, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thank you for joining with us today for morning worship from Belfast Cathedral. Please hang up now.